private sector against Russia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More companies suspending operations in Russia. Another blow to its economy.
Netflix and TikTok are joining other companies in pulling services out from Russia. Russian users of TikTok no longer able to post on the app. Netflix watchers won't have access to movies in the country. These actions further isolate the Russian people from the outside world as companies hope the withdrawal of their services will help stop the invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Kevin Cork. American Express cutting ties with Russia Sunday, while Visa and MasterCard doing the same Saturday. A report saying Russian authorities have arrested more than 13,000 anti-war protesters. Officials believe 95% of Russia's attack force has now moved inside Ukraine, amping up its attack on more cities.
Vladimir Putin said that his operation here in Ukraine was going to plan and that he wouldn't stop it until Ukraine stopped fighting. And as such, today we just saw the civilian death count continue to rise. In the town of Irpin, about 15 miles northwest of Kyiv, the capital, children, men, women were trying to escape heavy shelling and armed clashes, and they were forced to take cover today when missiles struck nearby.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv, Ukraine. The United Nations saying over 1.5 million people have fled Ukraine. The mayor of the Ukrainian city Kherson claiming that Russian forces have killed hundreds of residents. Vice President Harris giving speech at Memorial for the Bloody Sunday March for Voting Rights.
Vice President Harris remembered the legacy of the marchers in 1965 by tying it to what many say is an assault on voting rights today. She memorialized the late Congressman John Lewis, saying tenacity like his is what will make voting rights for all in America unquestioned.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. Tornado in central Iowa Saturday, killing 7 people, including 2 young children. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The race to save 14 trapped workers in a collapsed coal mine in southwest China is over.
The rescue operation officially ended Sunday after the bodies of the miners were retrieved. The workers were trapped after the roof of a shaft at the mine in the Guizhou province collapsed February 25th. Further investigation into the cause of the accident's underway. China's coal mines are among the world's deadliest, regularly suffering explosions and gas leaks, despite repeated safety crackdowns. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Lawmakers in California facing difficulty in their attempt to remove an outdated law with racist roots.
The nation's only law allowing voters to veto public housing projects was added to the state constitution in 1950, apparently to keep black families out of white neighborhoods. Most everyone in the Capitol agrees it has to go for its racist roots and because it makes it much harder to build affordable housing. The median price for a single-family home in California is almost $800,000. The last attempt hitting a snag, not because of opposition, but for lack of financial support. It can cost millions of dollars to change the California Constitution, and supporters have not found anyone willing to pay for this change. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
After taking a break due to COVID, Alaska's Iditarod race is back on track. Fox's Karen McHugh has more.
The Iditarod is back. The world-famous Alaskan sled dog race, which was canceled last year due to COVID, returned to the streets of Anchorage Saturday in the teeth of a snowstorm, no less, for the ceremonial start of the nearly 1,000-mile-long run. It begins today in Willow, about 75 miles to the north. From there, the mushers and their dogs set out for Nome, which they should reach in about 9 days. In keeping with the times, contestants had to show proof of vaccination against the coronavirus prior to entering the race, now in its 50th year.
Some villages choosing not to be checkpoints due to the ongoing pandemic. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.